Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we are on, and we've got a great show. I want to get right to it. We've got Emerge Americas with Javier Gonzalez. We're going to talk Emerge technology. It's the Art Basel of technology. It's what we're going to be building the future of this community on. We're then going to have Joanna Schwartz, the founder and chief executive officer at Early Shares. We're going to talk crowdfunding for businesses and real estate. But I want to get to somebody who's holding on the line. Dee, can you put us on? Dee, we're on. We're on with Joe Napoli. He's the chief of staff at MIA. And what's MIA? It's only the heart that pumps the blood for all of these events and all of these technologies. If it wasn't for our airport and what we can do from that airport, well, Miami just wouldn't be the same. Welcome, Joe.
Thanks. It's great to be on.
Hey, now listen, I know that your industry has a huge event coming up. What's going on?
Well, what ended today was the 20th MRO America show, and ended today. It was a great show. It was the largest show in its 20th in the 20-year history. There were 14,000 attendees,
wow.
800 exhibitors, 86 countries represented, and Florida had more companies represented than any other state when we had 191.
Well, Joe, I was going to introduce you guys as the quiet thunder in South Florida, the industry that nobody realizes is here. But it sounds like a whole bunch of people know you're here.
Yeah, absolutely. We're at the airport, but the MRO, which is maintenance, repair, and overhaul business, is huge here in South Florida. And, it was a pleasure to be able to have it here in South Florida, a great, great event. A lot of business was done. MROs are very high-paying jobs with highly skilled workers. And down here, we have several MROs here at MIA at the airport, but there's a total of 107 down here in Miami-Dade County that employ nearly 3,000 people.
And, on our show, we don't call those jobs. We call those careers.
They are, definitely.
And if people
highly skilled careers.
Yeah, if people can get a highly skilled career, that has such a great ripple effect. I don't mind the retail jobs that Dream World is going to be bringing, but with people like you, people like Emerge, people like Early Shares, these are the foundations and the underpinnings of the future of South Florida. And Joe, I want to thank you for coming on and talking about the event. We didn't have a lot of time today to do that. Can you come back and talk a little bit more about what's going on at MIA and the business you're driving around the airport?
No, I'd be happy to. We're the largest economic engine here in South Florida. I'd be very happy to talk about that.
Well, I can't wait because we've been wanting to get the airport on for a while. I'm so glad that Stu got us together. High five to Stu Opperman for putting us together with Joe. Joe Napoli, the chief of staff at MIA. He'll be back real soon to talk about how the airport doesn't just drive jobs, it drives careers. Thank you so much, Joe, for being here today.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right, Dee, that was a great warm-up. We'll be right back with Javier Gonzalez. We're going to talk about Emerge Americas. It's in its how many years, Javier?
Second year.
It's cranking. It's blowing. It's going. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. Joanna's going to be there. Dee, it's yours.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health why don't you consider asking for a certified commercial investment member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime. For 4 years, always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Hey, everybody, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your, they're my care team, too, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with Javier Gonzalez. He's the executive director at Emerge Americas. He's a Gator. And hey, Javier, I love the landing page for your event. Very technologically high level there, man.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on. Obviously, we got to kind of walk the walk if we're going to talk the talk. And we've done a lot of work on the page. It's really kind of easy when you have as much exciting things going on with Emerge Americas as we do this year. So that really kind of comes out on the webpage, and it's something that we do a lot of work on.
Now, Javier, this is the second year for Emerge. Last year, I likened it to Art Basel for technology. This year, it sounds like it's the Super Bowl for technology, and you're teamed up with a big sponsor. Hey, can you get me an interview there?
Yeah, no, it's building off of the success of that first year. We were lucky enough to get a resounding success, and a lot of folks kind of came to us and wanted to get engaged. And we were lucky enough to enter into a partnership with NBC Universal, where it's really kind of the real word of a partnership where it's all encompassing of marketing. Their people are going to be doing live broadcasts, everything from Fast Money to the Daily Rundown with Jose Diaz-Balart on MSNBC.
Say I look like him. What do you think?
I'd have to disagree just a little bit, Jim.
Okay. But close. My mom is really, her heart's breaking now. Mom, I'm sorry about that.
You're going to also have a lot of their on-air talent actually moderating our panels.
So awesome.
Not only do we have these world-class speakers, but you're going to have people like Melissa Lee, Chuck Todd, Michelle Cabrera-Caruso moderating these panels. It's really going to be a great experience.
Sounds awesome. And by the way, I love the guy that's interviewing now. He's absolutely terrific. Now, Javier, tell me a little bit about how you, and we got to give him his credit, Manny Medina, started this whole idea.
Well, it's Manny's vision to really help kind of propel the technology ecosystem in South Florida. That's really where this whole thing started.
He created it.
Well, he definitely played a big role in the infrastructure, really building the foundation. And there's a lot of others that have done some really great work, but Manny absolutely has been pushing it from very early on in his career. And now you're seeing kind of some of the fruits of that. And Emerge Americas is kind of the next evolution of that vision. And that's where we started the whole thing. And really, year one and the success, everything from the 6,000 attendees, the 400 companies that participated.
Hey, is one of the companies this year going to be Pied Piper?
I don't know how they would do in our startup competition.
They did great in the hackathon in season one.
They might have a shot. But we're actually going to have we had some great companies last year, like Hair Construction and Modernizing Medicine, both, South Florida companies. And this year we're going to have over 120 startups that are already kind of been selected, and they're really from all over the world. We've gotten interest from everywhere from Europe and the Middle East to obviously Latin America and here in South Florida and other parts of the U.S. It's really going to be a great show. I think Pied Piper didn't make the cut this year, so maybe they can make it in next year.
Well, maybe they can pitch Matt Hagman over at the Knight Foundation, and he can get them a little bit of second stage funding. Now, let's talk a little bit about what you described as the ecosystem here in South Florida. I really do think that the ecosystem started when Manny Medina plopped down the nap here and made Miami a center for international web traffic, I guess, is the best way you'd say it. And I really do want to complain about my web speed. I live 20 blocks away from it. It's just as slow there as it is. I'm just kidding. So, you know, Pied Piper's not going to be there. NBC News and Universal is going to be there, and CNBC, I guess MSNBC.
Yep.
Who are some of the, well, how about this? What are some of the lines that people can follow, or silos of events that are within your tent? Because you have a broad tent, and then you have tents within the tents. A women's track, startup track, Jim Freed track. Oh, that's next year.
Well, yeah, so we talked a little bit about what we're doing with the Startup Showcase, which we're very excited about. Have some great judges that are going to be a part of that. Actually, you know, Chris Bosch from the Miami Heat is one of the judges that's looking to invest in the company, so really excited about that. When you look at, you mentioned the Women Innovation Technology Summit, a lot of interest in terms of just showcasing the amazing work that women are doing in technology in some of the areas that, you know, are maybe not necessarily tied to technology all the time, things in the creative arts, fashion and design. A lot of interest, not only from people to attend and speakers, but from the community to really kind of invest in what we're trying to build. So excited there. I think we also have our Government Innovation Summit, which has brought us, you know, two cabinet members. So Julian Castro, who's the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development for the United States, is going to be one of our keynote speakers, and also the administrator for the Small Business Administration. You know, really doing some national things here in Miami. It's going to be really exciting. So I think, you know, with eGov or Government Innovation Summit, with WIT, and then you add to that everything that we have going on within the summits themselves. So focusing on how technology, innovation are disrupting industries, everything from financial services to healthcare, education, you know, media and entertainment. You know, it's really kind of a cutting across the board, and we're really bringing together a global event here in Miami that's really helping to spur the whole ecosystem.
Well, I can't wait to go to some of the media events. It sounds to me like there's going to be a lot of, I'll just have to use the word, collisions that are going to be occurring there. A lot of money is going to be there. A lot of ideas are going to be there. And it sounds to me like if somebody wants to know what's the cutting edge in fashion, technology, medicine, governmental affairs, real estate, capitalization. I know we're going to talk about crowdfunding. You got a crowdfunding track there too, don't you?
Yeah. It's going to be one of our big panels. That's one of the things that we're actually working in partnership with CNBC to pull it together. National leaders in the crowdfunding space. Actually, your next guest, Joanna Schwartz, will be one of our panelists on that specific panel. So really, I mean, we are really kind of bringing a global perspective on something that's happening with technology and how it's disrupting industries, but doing it here in Miami to help to change that perception about Miami as a technology hub.
Miami is a technology hub. They should look at the maps. They should look at the air routes. We had the gentleman on from the MIA, Miami International Airport, and I wasn't kidding. Miami International Airport is a key cog in all of this because people can get here.
Yep.
And they can do it easily.
Yep.
And that's important for a meeting planner like you.
Yeah, no, and let me tell you, I mean, I think it makes it that much easier for that commerce and for those connections to occur from Latin America, North America, Europe. We see that in the success that we've had in making this a global event. And that's only growing as we head into our second year with what we expect to have 10,000 attendees. You know, and that's really kind of something really unheard of in South Florida for a technology conference to have that many folks. So really are building to, like you mentioned before, having an Art Basel type of event, but focused on technology, and think about the economic impact that could have on our community, the way technology touches every single part of our lives. So
now listen, in fact, Art Basel can soon be one of your tracks because, you know, they have so much new technology at Art Basel. It seems amazing. And I'm sure that just like Art Basel has a significant impact on the upscale restaurants and meeting spaces and hotels, I've got to believe you are too. I mean, have you guys calculated what the economic impact of your conference is?
We did before the event even started. We commissioned a study that showed, you know, many thousands of jobs and billions of dollars of economic impact. over the 5 to 10 years after Emerge America started. And what we found as results out of our first year were even those projections were conservative. And so we're looking to have an even bigger impact. And that's what these numbers are bearing out. So it's really critical that we continue to grow this together as a community. We've received tremendous support. You mentioned Matt Hagman and the Knight Foundation. I can't tell you enough about the great work that he's done and everything that the Knight Foundation has done to build an infrastructure on which this ecosystem can really grow.
Well, listen, I'm hoping that you can stick around at least for one more segment, and maybe
Absolutely.
You can give a high five to Joanna. We'll be right back after this. I've got to turn it over to the man that controls everything. D, it is yours, sir.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
Oh, yeah, D's going a little long because we are dancing. At least I am. Javier's just cracking up. It's a good thing that I'm not live streaming this week on Periscope, but I might soon. And we're going to talk about Pitbull because he's going to be at Emerge America, and so am I. And you know what? When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime. For 4 years, always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
It's time to dive in on April 24th for Fireworks Friday and Mardi Gras Night at Marlins Park. Come dressed up Mardi Gras style. Purchase the Mardi Gras Night package for just $25 to get a game ticket, a Marlins Mardi Gras giveaway, and enjoy all the festivities. Plus, stay after the game for a fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Don't miss your Marlins as they battle the Nationals on April 24th at 7:10. Visit Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. And before we get started again, I want to remind everybody to join me, encourage you to join me at the ULI for an engaging panel discussion at the historic Ball and Chain Restaurant in Little Havana. The event is put together by my good friend and business associate Jason Katz. Panelists will include local developers, thought leaders, I guess that means me, whose views promise a lively conversation of interest to all that's going to attend. Drinks, appetizers. It's going to be May 5th at the Ball and Chain. That's at 1513 Cayocho in Little Havana. For more info, call 305-775-4805 or just go up and Google ULI Southeast Events and you'll find it. It's going to be great. Hey, as I said during the summer, Little Havana is the next Brickell. And now we're back with Javier Gonzalez. Javier's the executive director at Emerge Americas and one of the technology thought leaders. I'll give you that. Here it is, a fist bump for that.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Here in the technology business, and coming up after him, we're going to have Joanna Schwartz, who's the founder and chief executive of EarlyShares.com. So let's talk a little bit more about Emerge. We're talking about this year. You have parties all over town. Lots of people come in. How does somebody get invited or go to this event?
Yeah, so I think the best thing, and we talked about it at the beginning with our website, you have so many different activities going on. We have something that really can appeal to anybody that's in the technology space, that's interested in the way that it's changing industries and it's changing our lives. So the best way is to visit our website, emergeamericas.org, and there you could find all of the registration information. I think we have, like I said, something that that can appeal to everybody. And ticket prices are going up as we get closer. It's because it is a very hot and a very hot ticket, something that's in demand. So we're expecting, like I said before, 10,000 attendees, and they're flying off the shelves. So I encourage everybody to go onto the website again, emergeamericas.org, and buy their pass today.
So can I go?
Of course you can come, John.
All right, great. So I'm there. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna register. I'm gonna go. I can't wait. Last year was awesome. Met some great people. Collected some great cards. Really connected. And that's what this thing really is all about. It's about connections. I called it collisions earlier. Oh, Joanna, come on in here, girlfriend. We got Joanna Schwartz. She got here early. She's gonna join us. I don't have the extra headset set up, Joanna. Here, come on, sit next to me over here. All right, she's giving the high five. She's going crazy. We're having a great time talking about cutting-edge technology. Dee's going to make her mic live. And so, Joanna, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing at Early Share. At Early Shares, listen to me, at Emerge Americas.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm very glad I made it to your show. A great sign of Miami's growth is the traffic, and I barely made it here, so I'm pretty happy to be here. I didn't realize we were going to be guests together, Javier, but I'm psyched to be here with you. I'm a huge fan of Emerge and what they're doing, have been since the day I heard about it 2 years ago. And we actually, Early Shares, are going to be in the later stage startup track this
That's
year.
Right.
We participated last year in the same way, and we were fortunate enough to get on stage and pitch our business in front of the fabulous crowd at Emerge, and we're going to do it again this year.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, Joanna, I'm going to post a sort of embarrassing picture of you. Is that okay? Can I use that one?
No.
Okay. I'm getting rid of that.
It's radio.
I'm getting rid of that. Hey, come on. You look great. You look like a business executive. Oh, there she is.
Let's try it again.
Oh, that looks great. Oh, that's is that okay? Oh, my God. You're just as bad as my wife.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Oh, well, now it's okay. I've got to take it again. That's you. That really is. That's very good.
Okay,
I'm using
fine.
That one for sure. That one I wouldn't even give you the editorial permission to do. All right. So everybody can see us on Facebook, kibitzing here. So Javier, let's talk. Since we've got Joanna here, let's talk a little bit about the crowdfunding silo. Oh, my God. Who's that out there? Get in here. Is that somebody with you?
That's my daughter, Jessie.
Oh, Jessie, come on in here. It's radio and it's for everybody. You're in charge of taking good photos of all of us. All right. It's a family affair today here on Freedom Business.
Well,
I love it when the little folks come.
Family affair. We do quite a bit of things with the whole Schwartz family. We feel like they're part of the Emerge family from the very beginning. So it's great.
That's true.
Well, now Javier, let's talk a little bit about the crowdfunding track that you're having. You're having crowdfunding people from all over the country, all over the world.
Yeah, no, all over the country. So these are the leading experts in the space, and Joanna is gracious enough to join us on that panel, and actually Joanna's good friends with most of the folks, so she could tell you much better than I can. But it's a core part of kind of how we're putting on display how technology and innovation are transforming everything, and you could see it in financial services with things like crowdfunding, to everything in healthcare and cybersecurity. I mean, you name it, all those hottest topics are going to be on display.
Oh, cybersecurity. You're going to talk about how nobody can protect me from the evil that's out there?
There are things you can do to help protect you as much as possible, but yes, there are things out there that are tough to combat, but we have some leading experts that can tell you what are the latest and greatest things to help you kind of protect your your Facebook and your
Twitter.
Oh
my God,
accounts.
Well, actually, they've been really what they've attacked is my website. My website gets millions of hits some days, and I can never figure out why. It's just all these bots trying to eat me alive. Javier, we only have a few minutes left. Why don't we talk about where you see Emerge Americas going throughout this, and how you expect to grow this next year as well?
Yeah, so, I mean, we, when we started this, and obviously Manny Medina's vision with this has always been to build something that's long-lasting and has a lasting impact on our community. So that really has a long-term view. So we're looking that not only is 2015 going to build off of the success of our first year, but we're going to really be looking to take it to a whole nother level as we go into 2016 and 2017 and 2018 and really continue to grow Emerge Americas to better impact, you know, everything that we're doing here in Miami as a technology ecosystem. In fact, our partnership with NBC Universal is multi-year, as is our partnership with the Knight Foundation. So we're really looking to continue to grow. So hopefully everybody will be able to join us this year and really start building with us so they could say that they were there the first 2 years of Emerge. So 10 years down the road, when this is something that's bringing, you know, hundreds of thousands of people and is really something that really has put us on the global map, they could say that they were there at the beginning.
Well, all I could say is we're proud to have had you on both years. Hopefully we can get some status as a media partner, although although I'm not MSNBC or Universal. I am regional Ursul or whatever you want to call it. I'm all over town. You can ask anybody about that. Certainly my wife and her credit card is all over town.
That's right.
Now, Joanna, why did Early Shares decide to participate in Emerge Americas?
Well, listen, as a tech company based in Miami, we're very committed to the Miami technology ecosystem. And a lot of the things that Javier was talking about earlier, just with Manny Medina's vision and the things that the Knight Foundation are doing and what's happening with Emerge, the ecosystem is really flourishing here. And I think if you just go back even barely 2 years, there was skepticism and criticism, and people were wondering, can Miami truly be a technology hub? And you know, there was that group of early adopters who I just mentioned who really believed, and that vision is becoming a reality, I think, faster than anyone ever expected.
Well, I'm an early adopter. I have thousands of Twitter people, thousands of LinkedIn. I've been there. I even met you before to talk about business, and boy, are we going to get into it in the second half hour.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
I never prepare.
Good luck with that,
I have never prepared. And girlfriend, I've got lots of stuff for you.
I also want to give Javier some kudos directly, because he really is a force to be reckoned with, and he doesn't often like to take the spotlight and taking a lot of credit for the amazing things that are happening. But I will tell you firsthand from my dealings with him and what he's done with Emerge, he has done an incredible job.
I appreciate
and
that.
And we're really looking forward to it.
No, and Joanna's growing with us, so we're excited for what she's going to put on stage this year.
Well, golly, it sounds like we're here in the middle of a love fest. I'm in the middle. I'm the third wheel here. I'm going to take your daughter. What's her name, by the way?
Jesse,
you and I will go. We'll go get coffee, or what can you have? I mean, we'll go around the corner and get some healthy treats, and the two of these people can talk about how they're thought leaders. I gotta wrap it up. Dee's giving me the sign. Javi, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having
I look
me,
forward to seeing you there. I'll be working my butt off to get on MSNBC. You wait and see. We'll be right back after this. We're going to talk early shares, crowdfunding, great stuff. Jessie's here. She's going to keep her mom honest. Dee, it is all yours, sir. Great. It has just been happening. Sorry, you have it on too loud there. Joanne, I just blew her head out. But you, I got the people. How am I doing?
You're doing
Excellent. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And by now, you all know that that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, furniture service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
All right, you know, Discover U Health. It's the University of Miami Health System, and learn more about the people and patients behind breakthrough medicine happening right here in our own backyard. You know, it's the only university-based hospital in South Florida. It's got top-ranked physicians. They partner with the brightest minds in research to bring cutting-edge medicine to our community and the world. I just read about how they're doing stem cell research. It's going to do bone regrowing and be really cool. We're going to have that guy on, Josh Hare. He's going to be on, and what you need to do in the meantime is you need to visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today about the advances shaping the future of healthcare today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
In Miami-Dade, we're looking at stop-and-go traffic heading north on the Florida Turnpike extension from Northwest 41st Street to 106th Street. Also slow go westbound State Route 112 from Northwest 17th Avenue to Lejeune Road, and minor delays on westbound Dolphin from Northwest 12th Avenue to the Palmetto Expressway. And in Broward, we have police activity blocking the left lane on eastbound Hallandale Beach Boulevard before I-95. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. And I want to remind everybody that U Health, that's the University of Miami Health System, they bring us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. U Health is now in Plantation, and soon Bascom Palmer will be in Naples. You know, what sets U Health apart is their comprehensive approach that they bring to healthcare. You might have several different doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, when I go to U Health, that's what they do for me, and then do it for you too. More than collaborative care, U Health is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, folks, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. U Health includes the Bascom Palmer Eye Institute. I went there last week. They told me that my eyes were fine, and they were so glad to see somebody that had such a simple setup, because they're ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 11 years in a row because they tackle the tough problems too. You know, it also has the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center, and if you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about U Health through the U Health Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make U Health great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They've even figured out a way to use your own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about U Health, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from U Health can work for you. Call 305-243-4000. For the Jets fans, I'll go slow. 305-243-4000. Or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got to hear. Woo!
sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice.
All right, D wanted to make sure I got teed up just right so that I was so good, so nice, and so right. D, I want to thank you for making sure I always stay in the rhythm of the vibe of the day. And I want to remind everybody that I went to jury duty today, and I got my certificate. That's right. And so when you get your notice to go to jury duty, get up, get out of the house, and do it. Because if you were the defendant, you'd want somebody like, well, maybe you wouldn't. You'd want somebody there judging, you know, being you're on the jury. So get out there, do jury duty. We've got Joanna Schwartz. She's a founder and chief executive officer at Early Shares. She is a thought leader here in our community that's rolling out national quality business here, right here on Brickell Avenue. Early Shares is an online platform that gives, and here's an important part, accredited investors direct access to private opportunities by enabling individuals and companies to leverage the Jobs Act, aptly named but not really, to capitalize on new investing and capital raising opportunities. Early Shares is transforming the $2 trillion private finance market. Joanna, welcome to the show, and who did you bring?
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here. I brought my daughter, Jessie Schwartz.
Jessie, hey, how you doing, Jessie?
I'm great.
All right, she is great. She looks like she's ready to take over the world when you're done.
Definitely.
Now, tell me a little bit about Early Shares. I really prepared for you. I really go off the top, yeah, but I've got you in my sights.
Wow.
Well, first of all, I want to give you a high five for teaming up with my friend. You know, I used to work at condo.com, so high five to you for getting together with Richard Swerdlow, and if you want, we can even start there.
Thank you. Well, we absolutely can. Where to start? So first of all, you called me a founder. I'm actually a co-founder, which is pretty important because the team of people behind Early Shares and everything we do is a very critical piece of the puzzle. Early Shares started on the heels of the Jobs Act because there was a very important change which enabled you to now raise private capital using public advertising in a way that you were never allowed to before. This concept of general solicitation and advertising your need for capital was actually prevented by law until the Jobs Act and this new regulation that we use. And so even though that seems like a small change of being able to advertise your capital raise, huge change. So we created Early Shares to capitalize on that change. Everything we do in our lives is moving online in the hugest way. Things that 5 years ago we never even would have considered doing online, now we can't even consider doing offline. Private investing is the same thing. These regulations were holding it back, and now it's moving online in a very big way. That's what Early Shares is doing. And Property.com, our partnership and our joint venture with Property.com and Rich Swerdlow, is opening up the market even further. Early Shares is a curated market only for accredited investors. Property.com is an open access market that includes investment opportunities and purchases open to accredited investors and anyone else who's interested in commercial real estate.
Well, I'm out there on the cutting edge with you since I've got a Series 22 and a Series 63, but FINRA rules and regulations prevent us from really going down that road today. But high five to you for taking advantage of the Jobs Act. And you know, I call it the aptly named Jobs Act. It's like has nothing to do with jobs per se, but they used it to get through Congress because no one in Congress wanted to vote against the Jobs Act.
You're absolutely right. Indirectly, all of the titles of the Jobs Act were intended to spur and help capital formation of small businesses. And so I guess they figured that was an apt acronym. As it turns out, only a few aspects of the Jobs Act have actually been implemented so far, including Title II, which is what we do, which is the general solicitation, which I was referring to earlier.
Yeah, I get some of those general solicitations. I have an anecdote to tell you.
Tell me.
So, you know, we're in the business. We raise equity. We invest our own equity in deals. And we had a guy come into our, sponsor come into our office, and they wanted us to invest in a deal. And they said, Jim, you know, we were going to take another look at it, but it really wasn't for us. And the guy could tell. And he goes, Jim, I'm going to go to Brickell Avenue, and I'm going to raise the equity. Well, in the past, that meant that he'd go to a couple of high net worth investors or one of the law firms. They put him in front of a couple of people, and he'd raise the money. No! 2 weeks later, I got his offering circular from Early Shares. So
nice.
High five to you.
Thank you.
And I told everybody in my office that they better start looking over their shoulder because the open, I'll call it this, the open syndication market for accredited right. investors is growing. And I actually did a thing at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies where I profiled it. It was one of the few events that you didn't go to. You should go next year with me.
Maybe I will.
And I hope you will. I hope you will. But we had one of the guys here talking about crowdfunding. And I got to tell you, the first time I ever heard somebody talk about crowdfunding was at an event on South Beach. The guy didn't shave, had a goofy baseball hat on, wore shorts, brought his rollerboard above, and said if anybody wanted to meet him, he'd be happy to do it at his apartment around the corner. My gosh, have things changed.
Yes, they have. So crowdfunding is kind of a buzzword that has a lot of different meanings. There's the rewards-based crowdfunding that is very popular on Kickstarter and Indiegogo. And then there's donation crowdfunding for help someone with their medical expenses or some personal issue. And then there is securities-based crowdfunding, equity-based crowdfunding, which is what obviously the market that EarlyShares plays in. And over the past few years, the seriousness of the industry has grown, the credibility has grown, and it's really amazing. I go to conferences all the time. The quality of the people at the conferences is unbelievable. Crowdfunding is now mainstream.
100%, and all of the a lot of the institutional groups that I know that used to do pension fund advising have opened up what they're referring to as portals,
right,
which are really just a place for accredited investors to come inside and swap deals and swap ideas. I do it directly with the operators and with the families, but your platform is really, really cool. We've only got a couple of minutes, so I want to start with this, and then we'll go into some more in the next segment. Where do you find your deals?
That's a really good question, but it's going to conferences and a lot of marketing activities that we do, a lot of outreach and talking to people like you. The best thing I did was have a meeting with you.
You're damn right it was. Can I say damn D? All right, I got the thumbs up.
But it's really great because, especially now with our focus on real estate, is that real estate deals have been syndicated since the beginning of time. It's just been done in a private way. And so we're really just providing a new channel. And so it's not really a threat to existing people. It's really just opening up the market. So very often our sponsors, they're not raising all of their money through their activities on EarlyShare. They're raising a portion of it. And so it's not competitive. It doesn't hurt their other efforts. In fact, our technology portal has so many features and tools, it actually helps the raise for everybody.
I just hope and I think that everybody needs to embrace change. Your platform, your way that you bring people together is, like you said, just another new form of syndication, and it's one that people are becoming more and more comfortable with. My goodness, an accredited investor that's registered with you can push a button, invest $25,000, and be an equity partner in a shopping center. And do we have to go to break? Yeah, we're going to go now so we can save a minute left. Take us to break because I don't want to go into another question because I've got some really good stuff for Joanna. We're going to talk about real estate. We're also going to talk about non-real estate because they raise money for corporations and companies too. I'm getting the big nod there. I'm getting the big fist bump over here. And Dee, you are going to take us to the next break.
We're jamming, jamming, and I hope you like jamming too. And the rules ain't no vow, we can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through. Cause every day we pay the price, we're delivering sacrifice. Jamming till the jam is through. We're jamming.
All right, we're jamming in here. I've got the ladies switching around. We're going to have some great photos of them up on Facebook after this. And believe me, my gosh, I think America is in great hands with people like your daughter there. Oh, it's my pleasure. It's always good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinitis, I got a bunch of them. I knew each time I was getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. But beyond all that, what you get is the people. You belong to their family. It's an amazing feel that you get when you're a customer, a partner part of the Warren Henry family. And beyond that, you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for a whole year. I love that one. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage 2. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. They're a South Florida institution. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, I want to talk about something that's really important to me, especially because we've got Joanna and her daughter,
Jessie.
Jessie, this one I'm giving for you. You know, one of our sponsors on the show is Lauren's Kids, and 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented by education, and it's very important. You know, if you look for the signs, grooming and stuff like that, you can stop it. It's the most important thing of all is protecting our future. People like Jessie, Jessie's friends. You know, a lot of people are going to get abused. I got abused. Yeah. My wife got attacked in her driveway. Lauren got attacked by her nanny. And no one knew about it for years. So the point is, Lauren's walking 1,500 miles to bring attention to this. Go to laurenskids.org. Read about the Safer, Smarter Kids. Get your kid, if it's a young child, Lauren's Kingdom book. But sit down and have the talk today. It's important to protect our kids. Go to laurenskids.org today. D, it's yours.
It's time to dive in on April 24th for Fireworks Friday and Mardi Gras Night at Marlins Park. Come dressed up Mardi Gras style. Purchase the Mardi Gras Night package for just $25 to get a game ticket, a Marlins Mardi Gras giveaway, and enjoy all the festivities. Plus, stay after the game for a fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Don't miss your Marlins as they battle the Nationals on April 24th at 7:10. Visit Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I don't remember this stuff.
All right, we're back, and you're live.
Hi.
There you go. Speaking to the mic, you guys caught us cross-talking, but that's the best part about this. It's live, it's real, and it's full of love, like you just heard in that last segment that I did. That's right, we love you. That's why we talk about that way, Jesse. All right, we're back with Early Shares. We're here with my good friend at this point?
Absolutely.
All right, Joanna Schwartz. She's a thought leader. She's going to be at eMERGE with Javier Gonzalez and Early Shares. She's going to be leading the discussion on crowdfunding, and I'll be in the back giving them good questions like this one. Tell me a little bit about property.com. I said before that you guys were doing a lot of other businesses, but now you guys are really focused on real estate, right?
We're absolutely focused on real estate, and Early Shares is the low volume, highly vetted kind of investment management version of this online fundraising. So the deals are vetted, they go through our process, and everything is a very curated environment. Property.com, the vision for that is actually the exact opposite. It is the vision for Property.com is to be the largest global marketplace for commercial real estate investment opportunities. It is an open, aggregated marketplace where we are taking feeds from hundreds of different data sources that include property purchases as well as all of the crowdfunding investment opportunities. And for the first time, everyone is going to be able to go online, identify, search, sort, select, and really figure out which commercial real estate investment they want to make by looking at the entire the entire panorama of available investments.
You know, first of all, Jesse, I wanted you to take a look at the photo I just took of you and your mom. It's absolutely priceless. It'll be up on Facebook. So in the 80s, when I was working for the accounting firm doing feasibility studies, there you go, nice, right? When I was doing feasibility studies, I had an article that came out about syndication. Mm-hmm. And the guys at Nomura just started doing syndication, the rabbi's son, Ethan Penner, I remembered. And I thought that was the wave of the future. I was right, but it had its problems. And what you're really doing is opening up real estate investing to accredited investors, which is a term that we, I don't think we need to define right now because we're not doing anything finnery here. But to accredited investors so that they could survey the real estate market and make real estate investments so that they could have a diversified portfolio. Because I remember when I was in college, back when we were inventing fire and science, and also they invented the wheel across campus. You know, we realized that they were moving away from tax losses and they were moving into a new era, and pension funds were going to allocate more and more money to real estate, and it just became a new day. So that's two different paradigm shifts. The tax changes and the institutions moving in, the securitization, and now here is the third leg on the stool. This is the future. Listen up if you're in real estate, because if you don't focus on this, you are missing the boat. Joanna, so how do you underwrite these things?
By the way, I 100% agree with you that it is the future. I think in several within the next few years, everyone will be looking for their commercial real estate investments online first, as opposed to maybe never or second. How do we underwrite the deals? As I mentioned, on property.com, it's an open marketplace. Think of it as like an angel list or a Craigslist. Anyone is allowed to post their deals. So that is an open marketplace, and it is a total buyer do your diligence marketplace, right? So you're going to go on and you're going to search and make direct contact with people. On early shares, it is the curated, vetted version. So we do go through a very substantial due diligence and vetting process. It's multi-stepped. When we identify sponsors, we have criteria for the sponsors. They have to have had a minimum of $50 to $100 million of experience in the asset class for which they're raising money, and among about a 15-point checklist that we check. Once they pass that initial vetting period, we then gather all the same documentation that you would in a typical underwrite, and we send it to a third-party provider who does a legal and regulatory check. Their name is called CrowdCheck.
How terrific.
Surprisingly.
They're CrowdCheck.com.
And what they do, though, is an important distinction. They don't do the full underwriting to the point that they're going to say, this is a good investment, you should invest. But what they do is they do the regulatory, the legal, and all the background checking so that someone who's coming online can evaluate the materials and know that those materials are true, and then they can make their investment decision based upon that.
Okay, well, we're talking about all that, and I'm holding in my hand three open solicitations that I've gotten from crowdfunding that use the words like front runner of the crowdfunding surge with a combination of never before seen technology and direct common sense lending approach. This stuff's screaming at me. I feel like I'm in Kmart. Okay, I'd like to invite you to join my group. So-and-so hard money lender. Oh, and here's my favorite. Only five investment spots left. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm pushing my cart through the internet, and I'm just not taking anything off of these guys' shelves. What differentiates you from these, I gotta just say it, schleppers?
Listen, you know, there's a lot of activity in the marketplace, right? And so there's a lot of companies all trying to make their name. I definitely don't recognize any of those.
I didn't say any names. But here it is in black and white. I got them all yesterday.
Listen,
usually delete that stuff.
We take a very compliance first approach to the business. We take the regulatory hurdles very seriously. We take our responsibility to our clients very seriously. And so as the industry is developing, people are kind of finding their way and deciding what they can and cannot do. At the end of the day, these are private investments, and people are responsible for the investments they make. Nothing is without risk. And we always encourage people to do all the due diligence they need to do to understand the investment that they're making.
I'm going to stop right there because I got no time left. Dee, I only got like a minute left, right? Oh, my God. I want to thank our sponsors, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCAMs, Kind Snacks, U Health, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I'm going to give a high five to my guest today, Emerge Americas, and What's the name of your firm again? Early Shares. Hey, go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, give us feedback and comments. I'm on Twitter, at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, my website, www.freedonbusiness. Lots of hits, lots of shows. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m., Thursday at 6 o'clock. Why? Because I love doing this. I don't even remember who we're going to have on next week, but it's going to be a great show. This is not a rehearsal, so you better remember, the person wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. D, it's all yours.
That was fun.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't touch.